Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU Wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Well, firmly higher cash cattle trade developed in the South yesterday with prices around $110, generally $9 to $10 higher in our part of the country than last week's price levels, and is expected to be focused on the expectation that plant production levels are starting to get back to a stable pace, with expected output likely each day over the upcoming week. Limited trade developed in the North, but the earlier week activity at $150 likely to be the baseline through the end of the week, with prices steady to firm from last week's levels. Hog futures expected to gain some spillover support from the surging cattle market over the near future, but the intensive gains in pork cutout values quickly cooled, unlike the surging double-digit gains in beef values. The significant market shift higher in hog futures the last 3 weeks can't be discounted, as June futures have rallied over $18 off April lows. On the grains, prices were firmer across the three wheat exchanges overnight, as most contracts bounced from an ugly session yesterday. For the first time in weeks, or even months now, buying is even, with 5 to 7 cent gains in the wheat markets, as opposed to featuring heavy intermarket spreading. The narrative in the wheat market hasn't changed, with moisture falling in the European Union and Black Sea, while conditions in the U.S. do not appear to be as bad as feared. Corn prices were higher overnight as the choppy price action of late continues. July corn is still just 8 cents removed from the contract lows and doesn't seem to be in a big hurry to make a move in either direction. On the soybeans, the markets were higher in the soy complex following the 7-cent loss posted by July soybeans yesterday. Soybeans were pressured by the plunge in the Brazilian currency, as well as traders beginning to take note of the lack of Chinese purchases of U.S. agricultural goods so far this year. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures, June live cattle, a limit up $3.89.47, August up $3.95.45, May feeder cattle up $4.50 at $124.10, August up $4.50, $132.75, June hogs up $1.30 at $65.57, July was up 87 cents at $63.80. On the Kansas City wheat, July down 6.5, 477.5. September down 6.75, 484. Chicago wheat, July down 3.25, 517.5. September down 3 cents at 520.75. July corn down 2.75 at 314.25. September down 3 cents at 320.25. July soybeans down 7 cents, 832.5. August down 6.75 at 834. July cotton up 93 cents, 54.51. And December up 81 cents, 56.23. June crude up 230 at 26.29. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.